Track 1. Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Male Intimacy, Treating Men in Search of Intimacy and Connection. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Jared Baxter. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you've chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with male intimacy. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content, either for your own purposes, or if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable, thus we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded them. For this reason, to facilitate the answer of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purpose of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as avoiding taboo-loaded communication, becoming aware of intimate discontent, hidden sources of knowledge, the stretching technique, testing, intimacy as a stressor, re-romanticizing, intimacy used to foster intimacy, preserving and protecting friendship, techniques for intimacy discipline, and how to build intimacy. So let's get started. On this track, we will discuss how typical women view male intimacy. We'll examine how men suffer similarly, and that men also long for intimacy. We will also discuss the take the opposite track technique. You already know that one of the difficulties for men in living out the male role is that men have trouble expressing their feelings. Do you agree that, as a result, male-female relationships tend to be primarily functional in character, and that, as a consequence, most women in relationships feel as if they're living in an emotional desert? I find that it is not common knowledge, however, that men also feel emotionally deprived and also suffer because of the emotional aridity of their relationships. Since men aren't defined primarily through their personal relationships, we tend to overlook the complexity of feeling and hence the potential for tragedy inherent in a man's relationship with the women and children in his life. Would you agree that the result may be the potential for an endless array of emotionally wounding experiences for men? I find that men may not comprehend women's needs, and women, missing men's rudimentary attempts to communicate, may very likely overlook the magnitude of the pain men are in. In my practice, I find that if a woman views a man in truth instead of prejudice, women tend to find that men, too, are suffering. Jay, age 29, was in fact struggling to keep from exposing the wounds that his struggle for love had inflicted. In faithfully enacting what it is to be a man, Jay held back his emotions while his wife, Sarah, mistook Jay's silence for contentment. Think of your male client. Could his silence actually be evidence of his suffering? Jay stated, I don't know what I was looking for in a relationship when I married Sarah. Would you agree that men like Jay tend to seek relationships that provide them with emotional sanctuary, peace, diversion, and consolation? Like his wife Sarah, Jay had a desire to be nurtured and cherished, to feel secure so he could function in the world. Jay also needed the emotional connection that alleviates the experience of human isolation. Think of your Jay. Does he need to be loved and to see himself as loving? I found that it was difficult for Sarah to believe that Jay longed for intimacy as much as she did. Sarah stated, In the love market, men have unlimited choices. Since there are so many single, available women, and since women all seem to be so eager to be in relationships, it's as though men don't have a problem in finding the perfect relationship. They can just turn around on a dime and find the mate of their dreams. How might you have responded to Sarah? I stated, there's far more to be a happy pairing than just the availability of a member of the opposite sex. Just because there are more single women than men doesn't mean that any of the available women would be the right woman for Jay. You can't generate the perfect relationship out of statistical probabilities. Intimacy in relationships is as rare for men as it is for women. Do your male clients complain that they can't find a woman who really touches and delights them? I find that men are generally as lonesome as single women. It's just that they usually suffer in silence so the women in their lives don't know what they're going through. But when men do open up and start talking, their problems are obvious. Stan, age 50, stated, I live continually with the longing of sharing my life with a woman. I want a woman to know me as I truly am, but even now, after years of looking, I haven't been able to find one. The women I've met are desperate to get married. They want security, you know, someone to pay the electric bill. They don't care about you as a person. I never would have believed how hard it was going to be to find women to date after college. The bar scene, the singles life, AIDS, it's a jungle out there. Women have no idea. They think it's a party for a man. Sometimes I feel as if my chance to get married has already passed me by. It's devastating thinking that. Stan clearly viewed his desire for intimacy as painful. I shared the take the opposite track technique with him to help him develop obstinacy toward the pain of what he felt was a lack of intimacy. I stated to Stan, take the opposite track. If you find it's too strange to love your painful experience, then do the opposite. Develop obstinacy. Actively hate the bad experience. Refuse to accept your feelings. Exaggerate your need to change your feelings. Go way beyond your normal resistance. Forbid yourself to accept the situation. Say to yourself, I'll never accept this, no matter what. This strategy works because the mind is like a child and often does the opposite of what you tell it to do. Think of your Stan. Could a similar application of reverse psychology work for your male intimacy client? On this track, we have discussed how typical women view male intimacy. We found that men suffer similarly and that men also long for intimacy. We also discussed the take the opposite track technique. On the next track, we will discuss avoiding taboo-loaded communication. For the purposes of this track, avoiding taboo-loaded communication will consist of 6 steps. The 6 steps are be specific, be straight, be direct, be clear, create a climate for honesty, and tell the truth. Question 1. What is a technique useful in helping men cope with emotional hardship regarding their desire for intimacy?